Well, welcome to the Can You See podcast. I'm Paul Meredith, your host each week, and I want to thank you for listening. Well, we've got some highlights from this week's prayer report that I want to talk about. Today is November the 22nd, and it's exactly 61 years ago today that President Kennedy was assassinated. It's a day that each year in November on this date, it's difficult for those of us who were alive at that time to not think about, because it was such a prominent part of what was going on in our nation, of course, at that time. And so we focused on President Kennedy in this week's prayer report. One of the things that we note is there are a lot of parallels between what was going on in the middle of last century when President Kennedy was alive and then, of course, assassinated. There was the threat of nuclear war then, and we're facing that threat. It's the main thing going on Earth right now, really, is the threat of nuclear war between Russia and NATO. And it's all because of what's happening in Ukraine, and it's because of what our foolish State Department and Department of Defense is doing, and our posture in that war. We have, great potential for nuclear war right at this moment. Not unlike what Kennedy went through with the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. And of course, he handled that very skillfully, very adeptly, very diplomatically, and was able to steer us through without actually having a nuclear exchange. And most of the scholars and experts say that is as close as the world has ever come to potential nuclear annihilation. But we're quickly approaching that again here because of the posture of the foolish administration that we have in office right now and the decisions that they've made about this war right from the beginning and all along the way, backing Putin into a corner and leaving him no options, no way out, really. And it's just a very difficult thing. And I'm certain that most people don't understand the real truth that's behind it all. We always think of Russia as the great enemy, the Soviet Union, and we don't realize that things have changed. We don't stop to think about how the situation looks to someone like Vladimir Putin and like it does for the people of Russia. And so there's the great threat of nuclear war that was true in Kennedy's time. It's true today. The subversive nature of the deep state, all those alphabet agencies like the DOJ, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, and many others. And then there's the threat of assassination for Donald Trump, just like there was for President Kennedy. And so there's a lot of parallels, and we describe those in the 714 prayer report this week. There's some great links there about John Kennedy, about his life, about his assassination, his funeral. You'll want to click on those as you read. And then the threat of nuclear war, there's a link there that where Tucker Carlson gives some great commentary about the threat of nuclear war that we're currently facing. There's a short clip of some things he has to say, and then there's a long interview that he has there about that. So you might want to take advantage of that. And so I would just encourage you to take 10 minutes to at least read the 714 prayer report. If you look at the links, it'll take a little longer than that. But you'll come away better informed. The 714 prayer report is designed to be educational. You won't be informed if all you listen to is the mainstream media. And there's a lot of things that they just don't cover. They don't emphasize. They leave uncovered. It is alarming how little coverage is being given to the situation that is there in Ukraine right now. I mean, this is the most important thing happening on the planet, And we're dealing with a debate about whether Pam Bondi is going to be a threat to the country as the new attorney general. And so it's just amazing how uninformed, if you listen to what we call the Marxist media, you will be a very uninformed person. And so in the 714 prayer report, we look to other sources to get down to the real truth about what's going on. We try to include those things in the report each week to inform your prayers. You know, remember, as a Christian, you need to stay informed so you can pray informed. And so you'll know what you need to be praying about for our nation. And we're committed to providing news and views that you can use to inform your prayers and to help keep other people around you informed and to spur you to pray so that to know what you'll be needing to pray about when you do pray. We want to ask you to please help us get the word out about the 714 prayer report. Share the website with as many people as you can. The web address is www.714, that's the numbers, 714prayerreport.com, 714prayerreport.com. Feel free to make copies and distribute them to your church, your family, your friends, your civic clubs. There's a download button there which will give you a PDF that you can print out. You could print it front and back so that it would all be on one page, and you could just hand those out. The report will never be more than just two printed pages like that. And so we want to get the word out every way we can about what's going on in our nation. We want to gain as wide a distribution as possible for both the 714 prayer report and for this podcast. And so please help us do that. Well, that's going to be all for this week. I hope you'll listen each week, and I hope the prayer report in this podcast will stir you to take time every day to pray. Pray about the threat of the nuclear catastrophe that we're currently facing, currently brewing in Europe, thanks to the stupidity of the current administration. Pray that we can get to January the 20th without the start of World War III and the potential nuclear conflict with Russia. Pray for President-elect Trump as he leads in the transition to get ready for the 20th, and continue to pray for his safety and the safety of his family and those in his administration. And then pray about the spiritual condition of our country. We still need to repent as a nation. Just because we've had an election that seemed to go the way that we want it to go, there is still a great deal of godlessness, and there's an attitude of the acceptance of things that God has said are an abomination to him in our country. We're a long way from being where we need to be spiritually and morally as a nation. And so pray for our country and the spiritual condition of our country. We need to pray for revival in our churches and a great awakening throughout the land. So let's seek the Lord about all these things, because without him, we can do nothing. He is the only hope we have. Again, thank you for listening, and I hope to meet you back here next week.